app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police in California have detained a 20-year-old man who had been texting this week's school shooter in Madison, Wisconsin, about a coordinated attack on a government building. KFMB-TV reporter David Gottfredson is outside the man's home in Carlsbad.
The gun violence restraining order served in Carlsbad is a civil action, not a criminal action. But it does allow officers to seize weapons, something the neighbor says he witnessed.
Two cops carrying out a big black, what I thought was a gun box.
Police in Madison say the 15-year-old shooter there brought two guns to her school, but only used one of them. On President-elect Donald Trump's orders, House Republicans have killed the spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown this weekend. Trump said Democrats added too many billions to the bill. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida was no fan of the plan either.
Why in the world would we include a wish list of non-paid-for spending? It makes absolutely no sense.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear TikTok's arguments against the federal law that forces it to break away from its Chinese parent company or be banned in the U.S. More from CBS News technology contributor Ian Schur.
If the U.S. government wins this argument, it pretty much guarantees that TikTok will be banned on January 19th. For years now, the U.S. government has been arguing that TikTok is a national security risk, but it hasn't shared the information that it has publicly.
One person was killed and four injured when a train collided with a tractor trailer in Pecos City, Texas, then slammed into the Chamber of Commerce building. City Manager Charles Lino.
There was some leakage from the train engine causing a small diesel spill that has been contained. There's not been any releases from any of those, so there's no reason for any panic right now.
California is the first state to declare a state of emergency over rising bird flu cases.
More than half of the 61 human cases nationwide have been in California, with most of them in farm workers exposed to infected cattle. We learned about the first severe case of bird flu in the U.S. It's a Louisiana patient who was hospitalized after being exposed to sick, dead birds. Health officials say so far the virus hasn't been spread from person to person.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell. In New York's Hudson Valley, researchers have discovered the full, intact jaw of a mastodon. It was in a backyard. The homeowner had found four teeth on his property, and then he called in the experts who did a lot more digging, and they found that jaw intact. They also found some ribs and toes as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks are headed east. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup Tuesday night in Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks will head to Ohio to play the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Tip-off time Friday night at 7:20. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have picked up a wide receiver. Jaden Ballard, 6'3", 200 pounds, has 1 year left of eligibility. He's leaving the Ohio State Buckeyes for Wisconsin, where he feels he has a better opportunity in Madison. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo has a new job, returning to Sam Houston University in Texas as the head football coach. He'd been their offensive coordinator there a few years ago. NFL, it's the Packers and the Saints on Monday Night Football. For the second time this season, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Seahawks Sunday night.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. And then, he was one of our defensive players of the game, and he was also one of our special teams players of the game. So, he had three tackles on kickoff.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, increasing clouds, a little light snow begins to develop, temperatures in the lower teens. Winter storm warning goes into effect Thursday, 3 to 6 inches by the end of the afternoon, with highs in the mid-20s, another 1 to 3 inches Thursday night. Right now, it's 19.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up this hour after the 11:30 news, Dr. Lori Hanks will be here for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Let's Keep It Just Between Us edition, okay?
A big old
shh. Don't tell anyone. Right now, though, it is time for Civic Media's latest statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest. It is underway this week in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. We will have a different keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. So get your phone, pull up the Civic Media app, open that up, go to whatever station you like to listen to, whatever one is closest to you.
WAUK, of course.
And then you get ready to text.
Yep.
This is the word for this hour, Calvin. This hour's word is giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. Giving is the word. You want to text right now on the Civic Media app. Text the word giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour we are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Giving is the word. G-I-V-I-N-G. Even if you don't win one of the hourly prizes, no worries.
No.
You're still in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Everything from luggage sets to espresso machines to robot vacuums. Giving is the word. G-I-V-I-N-G. Text that in right now via the Civic Media app. This hour we are playing again for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort.
I heard, Jane.
Yes.
There's a way to get a bonus entry.
There is a way to get a bonus entry. So once you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, you will get a response back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Yes.
So if you want this bonus option, you'll have to unblock us.
Yeah.
But text the word giving, and then you'll get an email, a text back from Civic Media. Click on that link, and it's going to give you several options.
Yeah.
You can sign up to get our Civic Media newsletter, which is fantastic.
It is.
You can just follow Matt Nair on Air on Facebook.
That's pretty cool.
Just give us a follow on Facebook.
Pretty simple.
You can follow the podcast of Matt Nair on Air on Apple. Or just follow WAUK.
There you, or, you know, follow us.
And follow Matt Nair on Air. And you get a bonus entry.
You get one bonus
entry. You get one bonus entry.
Per complete contest.
Yes.
You don't get it every single time.
Right.
You don't get it once a week. It's once. It's one and done.
One bonus. One and done.
Yep.
That might be. We're still behind, you know.
But. Jane,
we are still behind.
Can we at least revel in yesterday? Can we at least have Just give me the night.
A moment of joy.
George Benson once said, give me the night. Yesterday, we had a few more than Todd Alba. I finally got you on board with a competition.
We got a shot.
I know.
But we have a shot.
I know.
But he's still, Todd is still ahead. That's all I'm saying.
Not for long.
Well, we'll do our best. We're counting on you. Text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and spread the word, too, about Civic Media. If you like us, if you like the network, if you like our show, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We'd really appreciate it.
Don't let us down.
No, it's fine. It's all fine. And, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to blame Albanian hackers, I've decided.
Space lasers again?
With space lasers. Mm. Yeah, just kind of randomly.
I heard Albanian space lasers are the best space lasers.
That's what many people are saying.
Many people.
Many people. So again, the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Good luck. Wanted to take a little trip down memory lane because we forget. I know I forget.
What's going on?
Headline reads from CNN, former FBI informant pleads guilty to lying about phony bribery scheme involving the Bidens.
What?
The super important, completely legitimate guy who had the dirt. The guy who had the dirt. Yeah, he pled guilty Monday.
Yeah.
To lying about this phony bribery scheme reportedly involving President Biden and his son, Hunter. This was the central witness to this congressional Republican impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Their number one guy, their number one informant, he's got all the dirt, just pled guilty to lying about this BS bribery scheme.
So what does that mean then? I mean, does that mean we pack it up, we go home and... There's no
James Comer is just like, yeah, well, oh, too bad.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Hunter.
Yeah, oops. 2 years. 2 years they have been investigating this.
Here's your laptop back. Sorry, buddy.
We oopsied.
Yep.
Oopsie on us.
Yep.
Alexander Smirnov. That's his name.
That sounds like a wrestler.
It sounds like a vodka. Alexander Smirnov entered his plea to a felony charge in connection with the bogus bribery story about President Biden and his son Hunter, also with a tax evasion charge, stemming from a separate indictment accusing him of concealing millions of dollars of income. Prosecutors and the defense have agreed to recommend a sentence in between 4 and 6 years, which sounds pretty light when he gets sentenced next month.
Yeah.
He will get credit for time he has served since he was arrested in February on charges that he told his FBI handler that executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had paid President Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each around 2015. And then, he lied and made the whole thing up.
Oopsie doodles, didn't mean to tell a lie like that. Oops.
But you know what we can always count on?
Yeah.
Is their absolute reluctance to ever say they made a mistake.
No.
James Comer, who headed this investigation, 2 years, by the way, 2 years, was on CNN this morning. The reporter asked him, do you regret playing up this FBI informant all the time? Comer says, I didn't play it up. What? I'm pretty sure there's video of you, Mr. Comer, going on and on and on about how this was your smoking gun guy. He had it all. And now it's like, I didn't play it up. No. Interviewer says, you said it was a crucial part of the investigation. And Mr. Comer comes back with, well, everything was a crucial part of the investigation.
That's just another play in the book of Donald Trump of never admit you're wrong. Never say you're sorry.
Exactly. Double down.
Double down.
Always.
And it's, you know what? It works for people, but it makes Comer look like a coward and a fool. He is. He's a coward and a fool.
Comer said this morning again on CNN, Chuck Grassley wanted us to interview this guy. That's why Jim Jordan said that. I never said he was a crucial part of the investigation. And the interviewer says, They just played it on Fox. So, yeah, it's double down. Ignore the facts.
So Hunter was a recurring character. He was a side player.
He was a absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Smirnoff's identity, again, this was the supposed whistleblower. His identity was not publicly known before the indictment. His claim, though, was a major part in the GOP efforts to investigate President Biden and his family. Before his arrest, Republicans had demanded the FBI release the unredacted form documenting the completely unverified allegations, which they admitted they could not confirm if they were true. We don't care if they're true or not. Just give them to us so we can take it and run.
Yeah, that's...
And that goes back to when we talked about Hunter Biden offered to testify in front of them, provided it was in an open forum.
Yes.
And the Republicans wouldn't do that.
And Hunter stood up and took his lickings, too. He pled guilty. He got charged. He couldn't control what his father... People were like, oh, his father pardoned him. He didn't know he was going to do that. And at the time, Joe Biden said, I'm not going to do that. He has done it. It's over and done with. We move on. Besides, we're about to see Donald Trump pardon about 1,200 people. But the point is that this has been how long of our life? This is like, once Benghazi was absolutely a no-go, it became this. Hunter Biden, his laptop...
Yes.
And Joe Biden, and it all was for nothing.
Yes. And how many millions in taxpayer dollars have we shelled out again for years and years of investigations that gave us nothing?
It's your money, folks.
But now we have Doge, so they're going to take care of all this useless spending, Greg. So we don't have to worry about that now that Vivek and Elon are in charge. Smirnoff claimed to have contacts with Russian intelligence officials and told authorities after his arrest this year that officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about Hunter Biden.
Or lying?
Could it be?
I mean, that's usually what we call lying, not passing a story. I mean, when I was a young kid and I lied to my parents, I wasn't like, well, I just passed a story, mama and papa. No, he lied. And all of you lined up behind this guy and said, this is our dude. We got him. And now here we are.
Don't got him.
And they get and now they're gonna say, oh, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't our guy and it's no big deal. And
he wasn't critical to this. No. That guy we said was so important.
Look over there.
The squirrel wasn't important.
Yep.
Yeah. Memory lane, I just think it's important because I forget this stuff. We forget. It's easy to forget.
Because there's so much junk.
There is a lot floating around out there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we might have some interesting reading material right around the holidays.
Why is that, Shane?
That's also coming out of Washington, D.C. We'll have all the details when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You don't mean no harm, you just...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. To search up the term credit freeze, and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tom for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up after 11:30 news with public cervix announcement. Right now, though, it's underway this hour. Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. Our grown-up gift list. The word you need to text via the Civic Media app right now is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving. We are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Everyone who enters, whether you win or not, is in for one of eight grand prizes.
Nice.
Including a snowblower. We've got espresso machine, robot vacuums, some really, really nice stuff would make a great, great Christmas present. So the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Don't forget, once you enter, you should get a reply back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Correct.
If you click on that, you can sign up for a bonus entry. This is only going to get you one.
Yes.
But we're either going to ask you to get the newsletter, which is really great. Follow Matt Nair on Air on Facebook.
Yep.
Follow WAUK. Get our podcast on Apple.
I mean, in my opinion, like beyond the vote, beyond an extra vote, you should be doing all this stuff anyways. I mean, you could follow our podcast, subscribe to it. We have a separate podcast for This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Yep. So you can even just a small 8-minute pick
little,
me up in the
yeah,
day.
Just a little laugh.
A little morsel of fun.
A little laugh for
a little
you.
A little laugh.
So giving is the word this hour, G-I-V-I-N-G. Good luck. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for covering this issue regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. If you ever notice, they got one thing, and they'll play it and play it and play it. They spent so much time. I watched a lot of those hearings live in the different committees, and I thought, what in the devil's going on? If people would only turn on their TVs and watch what these yahoos are doing, they'd never vote for them again. And so, you know, we've been Foxconned in Wisconsin, so they're conning every day that they're in office, and I hope people start waking up and using their telephones and calling them back. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day. Outstanding coverage. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gene. You are the best ego fluff we have. I really appreciate that. But I do think it's important, and I think Gene makes a good point in that there is a strategy to repeating things over and over and over and over ad infinitum.
Yeah.
Because it sinks in. Or even if it's not true, it gets a home in your brain.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about the the way that the Trump GOP moves, which is just steamroll, keep going until people just sort of accept it or move on or believe it. Yeah. But either way, they get to just have their way. Period.
Well, we're going to move on because I want to get to this because this made me laugh. This also broke this morning. The House Ethics Committee secretly voted earlier this month to release its report on former Representative Matt Gaetz before the end of this Congress. So that is now expected to be made public after the House's final day of votes this year as they leave Washington for the holidays.
I guess someone's not running for governor or senator of Florida.
Which had not previously been reported is a stark reversal. Yes, because last month the panel voted along party lines not to release the results.
Yeah.
But they had a super secret vote? How does that work?
I mean,
is there a special handshake?
They get to do whatever they want.
Is there
Jan?
An initiation? I mean, what? They held a secret vote?
Yeah. Why not? Well, of course they can.
Well, in this article from CNN, which is talking about this, it does point out that the only way that this would have passed and that they're going to release this is because some Republicans voted to release it.
Yes. And even Derek Van Orden is on record. We have the clip of him saying, if there's something worth discussing, it should be
public.
It should be public. And if it exonerates him, he should be apologized to. If it doesn't, then something needs to be done from that point. But Republicans did agree that this needed, or no.
Some.
My mistake. Some.
And they don't want us to know which ones they are.
Of course they
which
don't.
Which is why it was a super secret vote. The report concludes a years-long probe into numerous allegations against Matt Gaetz, including whether he engaged in sexual misconduct, used illicit drugs, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. I've seen other Republicans talk about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Gaetz would bring photos of women he'd had sex with and show their pictures around on the floor of the House.
And that's not even like the worst thing he did.
Right.
He's being accused of doing. So
this should be some really interesting reading. I know I'll be reading it.
Grand.
And will this affect his new job, Matt Gaetz? OAN?
I don't know.
Is sexual assault even a career killer anymore?
Not in some circles.
Sure doesn't seem to be.
I mean, not to make it about me, but in comedy, there are a lot of comedians getting accused of sexual assault. All they have to do is say if they don't get arrested or charged or anything, all they do is say no. And then there is a certain segment of individual who says, yeah, good job. And then they just sort of fade into this world of making tons of money off of, you know, not getting caught.
Matt Gaetz, by the way, has vigorously denied all the allegations, and he said the entire investigation was a witch hunt. He posted on Twitter that he was fully exonerated and that he never had sexual contact with anyone under 18. We'll see. We'll see what this report says. And I just find it fascinating that there were even Republicans on this committee who want this to come out. Granted, Matt Gaetz does not appear to have been very popular.
No, and also this is not an indictment. It's not a trial. It's what they have found. What happens after this is
remains to be seen.
Exactly. But yeah, running for future office. Well, all you have to do is repent.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. News is coming up next when we return. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Stay right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Yes, we're global on the app. We heard from someone in New Zealand.
Yeah.
On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Police have detained Alexander Paffendorf of California, who had texted this week's Madison, Wisconsin school shooter, Natalie Rupnow, about planning an attack on a government building. More from KFMB's David Gofferton.
Paffendorf admitted to the FBI agents that he told Rupnow that he would arm himself with explosives and a gun and that he would target a government building.
President-elect Donald Trump has convinced House Republicans to scrap the spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown this weekend.
The president-elect seems to be upping the ante by also saying that he wants to see a debt limit increase attached to this package, which wasn't even part of the negotiations from the start.
CBS's Nicole Killian. In Pecos City, Texas, a train collided with a tractor trailer and crashed into the Chamber of Commerce building. One person was killed.
There were three cars that had potentially hazardous waste in them.
That's city manager Charles Lino, who says there were no leaks from the train. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks are headed east. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup Tuesday night in Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks will head to Ohio to play the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Tip-off time Friday night at 7:20. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have picked up a wide receiver, Jaden Ballard, 6'3", 200 pounds. Has 1 year left of eligibility. He's leaving the Ohio State Buckeyes for Wisconsin, where he feels he has a better opportunity in Madison. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo has a new job, returning to Sam Houston University in Texas as the head football coach. He'd been their offensive coordinator there a few years ago. NFL, it's the Packers and the Saints on Monday Night Football. For the second time this season, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Seahawks Sunday night.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. And then, I mean, shoot, he was one of our defensive players of the game, and he was also one of our special teams players of the game. So, I mean, he had three tackles on kickoff.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Peaky Blinders, who are anxiously awaiting the feature film, will be happy to know that principal photography is done. The film is called The Immortal Man, and Cillian Murphy is back in the lead role as Tommy Shelby. Peaky Blinders is the story of post-World War I gangsters in Birmingham. The show ran for six seasons between 2013 and 2022 on the BBC and Netflix. Fans of the 28 Days franchise will be happy to know that 28 Days Later will finally be available to stream. The film has been curiously absent from streaming platforms, which is not good for people who want to catch up before the release of 28 Years Later. The second installment, 28 Weeks Later, is available to stream, but Danny Boyle's first film of the franchise has been offline since early 2024 after being purchased by Sony. The film is now available to stream as of December 18th. 28 Years Later is set to hit theaters in June of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, increasing clouds, a little light snow begins to develop. Temperatures in the lower teens. Winter storm warning goes into effect Thursday, 3 to 6 inches by the end of the afternoon, with highs in the mid-20s. Another 1 to 3 inches Thursday night. Right now, it's 19.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines. And we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List, Text to Win Contest, and fabulous prizes. We'll tell you how to do it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
mad love. So take a look what you've done.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway this hour, our statewide text win grown-up gift list contest. The word you want to text this hour via the Civic Media app is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving. Is the word. We're playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour could be either $100 or an overnight stay. And then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom. Right now, though, the word is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. You could be a winner just like Lisa from Butternut. I so love that there's a Butternut, Wisconsin. That just makes me happy. I did not know that beforehand. It's near Park Falls.
I feel like that's somewhere Jeannie from Eau Claire goes to. I'm going to Butternut.
I'm going to Butternut.
Yep.
We need to go to, that's on our list for our statewide tour.
I think, you know who needs to join us?
Todd?
Mm-mm. Dr. Hanks.
Dr. Hanks.
I think Dr.
Let's go to Butternut.
Let's go to Butternut, right? Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How you doing? Is everyone healthy at your house?
Last I checked, we were doing okay. There's an RSV outbreak at school, so we're just playing the waiting game. But in happier news, I didn't want to forget this because of my walk-up music. I had a patient the other day I did a hysterectomy on, and she knew I was a Taylor Swift fan, and she brought me a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet that said "No more bad blood."
Nice.
See what you did there.
Get it?
Yeah. Nice.
Get it.
Got it. Got it. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was. It was one of my favorite gifts. I gotta say.
Do you get a lot of gifts from patients?
You're really not supposed to, and you're not supposed to. But, you know, things like that just like are kind of funny. You know,
it's not like she's giving you a car.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, a silly thing off to the side. But, you know, thank you cards are always, when I was in residency, one of my attendings, I remember the first thank you card I got that was just very heartfelt, made me cry. And she was like, "You're going to find a spot in your house for those because you'll get a couple more, you know. And on your bad days when you don't want to be a doctor, you're going to open up that box and you're going to read those cards and remember this is why we do what we do."
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Very good idea.
And a good reminder for all of us to maybe give a card.
Hey, thank you.
To our health providers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank them. That's a wonderful reminder, Dr. Hanks. Thank you for that.
Teachers and bus driver. I was just getting all of that stuff for my kid. You know, this is the perfect time of year to just say thank you and to let people know how much you appreciate them in all parts of your lives.
Well, and I think bus drivers, those people have the patience of a saint. Teachers also. And I also saw someone suggest leave a card for your mailman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah. Just a little something in the mailbox.
Exactly. Just say thank you and what a drag it must be during the winter. And thank you for doing it anyway.
You look great in shorts.
You look great in shorts.
I know. I always feel bad because this is the only time of year I ever send mail. And I'm really crazy about the holiday cards. I don't know why. I just love doing it. I just love to go to the mailbox and just stacks. And I'm like, oh, this poor mail person.
Do you do the whole family letter update? You do.
I do a small, so I don't like, because anytime I get the full letter, I you know, this day and age, I can't, a full letter is so hard to read. So I do one that has like little, like one or two sentences about each of us and our year.
That's nice.
That's good.
That's very nice.
That's enough.
Yeah, that is enough. Yeah. I think too. Yeah. All right. You sent me this article and this is kind of disturbing and it has to do with pregnant people getting drug tested and the results that they're finding. But now, doctor, because this is written in doctor speak and yeah. I think I have the gist of it, but from what I got from this article, Dr. Hanks, women are going in for care and then they're getting tested for drugs, even though that's not why they're there.
Yeah. So the percentage of women that are getting tested, and when we say tested, we're talking about urine, like a urine
sample.
Screen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is low. In this study, they found it was about 11%. But the reasoning for it was, that was listed was kind of all over the place. The number one reason, I believe, was, because of lack of prenatal care. So I think what I, you know, what I'm thinking these doctors were thinking was, at what ACOG recommends is at the very first prenatal visit, we should be verbally screening all of our patients with, a standardized, questionnaire. About any drug use, because it is important for us to know as far as risks,
sure,
to the pregnancy, to the patient, to the fetus. But that doesn't necessarily mean doing a urine drug screen. It's just, it's asking, like, let's get back to where we have an open communication and can discuss these things and discuss the risk. And we do that in our clinic regularly. And then even if they admit, you know, patients tell you that they're using, you don't need to confirm that with a drug screen, because drug screens are notoriously not great when you do the urine. They often have false positives, false negatives. Just wonder, cocaine, for example, is only in someone's system for 2 or 3 days. So it doesn't add anything. And it's just time and money. And then it's in the patient's chart permanently, right? So then where it gets really messed up is there are laws in certain states that have mandatory reporting for providers to tell the authorities, and then the authorities can bring this patient up on child abuse before the baby's even born. So this was a law in Wisconsin until I don't like this term, but this is what it got termed, the cocaine mom law, back in 2017. Overturn this because there was a patient who tested positive for drugs and said, you have to go for inpatient treatment. And she refused and she got put in jail for child abuse. Oh, and that law was overturned, but there are still some draconian laws in this state. And it is so disturbing when you really break it down. Like, what are we doing as providers? If we do this drug test and it's in the patient's chart, what does that then lead to? What's the next step for the patient, right? So you really, I think this is, I brought it up to your attention because I think it's something obviously not a lot of people think about, but I think that we as providers need to be very cognizant of who, why, what good is this information going to do me? What is this going to do for me and my patient, most importantly?
Well, and especially if it can deliver so many false positives, and that's not even a useful, reliable tool.
Right, right. And I don't know the percent, I don't know. And there probably isn't a good number because all of us use different labs. There's still so many different kinds of like drug screening you can do. Different reasons for that. So there probably isn't a good number. I'm sure it's not very high, but it is possible.
I would also think that this is only going to lead more patients to want to not share information with their doctors, right?
Exactly. So kind of the point of this is getting away from us doing this urine drug screening and going to the universal questionnaire so that we can create that, area of trust with our patients so that they can tell us and we can have a conversation about it and the risks and what this means going forward in their pregnancy. I have patients, you know, that are using different kinds of drugs, and we talk about what that risk means. How can I help you? What resources can I get for you? Something else, you know, the with the opioid epidemic, and you know, there's the increase of use in pregnant patients has gone up 130% over the last 10 years.
Wow, jeez. Yeah.
And something that people also may not realize is that, you know, drugs like Suboxone that are help people stay off opiate once they, you know, realize that they have a problem, they'll say, well, I'm pregnant, I want to go off of those. And actually, the recommendation is no. This is not the time to stop your stable therapy. It would be worse for you to go off and then relapse and use on the streets something that we, you know, you don't know, or you have to use needles or something like that. That could. So I've had patients that are like,
really well-intentioned and really want to do the right thing. And they're just like, I want to be off everything. I want to do this right. You know, I've been stable on Suboxone for 5 years. I want to stop it. And I'm like, please don't. This is not the time. This is a stressful time in your life. You're going to have more stressors. And this is not the time to make adjustments to that medication.
Especially
if
you've managed to go for 5 years, that's a victory, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can go off of it, don't get me wrong, but pregnancy is not the time to start doing that, to start making those adjustments because of the increased risk of relapse.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can email it to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Doesn't necessarily have to be pregnancy related. We've talked about flu and influenza and whooping cough and bird flu and lice.
Life
from practical application. Yes. Real life.
Never talk about that again.
real life experience with lice. I will never forget that. I will never forget when you sent me the photo of you and your kids having to go get that special shampoo.
My first thought was, oh, she's going to shave their heads.
I did cut all my daughter's hair off. She got a bob cut because I was like, I can't.
No. I have, and this is off topic now just a little bit, but I did see this morning, and I don't mean to spring this on you, that there has been one confirmed case now of bird flu in Louisiana, and that and that patient has been hospitalized.
Oh, geez.
So that's
You know, it'll be very interesting to see. I've been curious about after COVID how our country's going to handle these cases, because I feel like we're still kind of coming out of that, right? And I will be interested to see how that is handled moving forward.
If this becomes a wider breakout.
Well, and I asked the question before. You know, we have people who to this day we're still of all ages are like, oh, COVID, either it wasn't real or it's just a bad cold or a bad flu. What will the next, and you've said it, and I know that Pat has said it, and what will the next pandemic have to look like? Must it look like for people to say, dang, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll take the medicine. I'll stay inside. I'll wear the mask. I'll wear the hazmat suit. What will it look like for us to take it seriously as a society, not just a certain portion, but entirely, or I'll say mostly.
I think that there would have to be a physical manifestation, some horrific physical manifestation.
Pustules.
Oozing pustules. And then, but it is gross. But I'm very serious when I say this, Dr. Hanks. That was part of the thing with COVID. Well, I can't see it, so it doesn't exist.
Or it's just like, you know, it's a cold.
And, yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, people, we were scared for about a month or two.
Yeah.
We were scared for 3 weeks. It was, I remember it. It was mid-March. And by the second week of March, people were like, I want my haircut. Where's my haircut? I want to do these things. And that was it. Then the kumbaya was done.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that, yeah, it'll be very, very interesting, especially with the politics that are like back in place.
We live in interesting times.
That's one word for it.
We're going to miss you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We will see you a little bit later on in January. Dr. Laura Hanks, public service announcement. Thank you so very much, my friend. Happy to you and yours.
You too.
Stay with us when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. Let's just keep it between us edition. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call, text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have about 8 minutes to text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Text the word giving via the Civic Media app. We are playing this hour as part of our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest. For an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Careful when you type it. I saw living come in. That's not going to get you anywhere. And I believe it was Andrew also pointed out, if you misspell the word, you won't get that bounce back message. Correct. From Civic Media, and then you don't get the bonus entry.
Correct.
So make sure you spell it correctly. Giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters, though, even if you don't win an hourly prize, your next chances in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia, you could still be a grand prize winner. We have 8 grand prizes, including luggage sets and a snowblower and some espresso machines. So make sure you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and good luck. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Let's Just Keep It Between Us edition. Headline reads, what's in the CR for members? A pay raise.
What?
So they have... come up now with a continuing resolution.
Yes.
In order to keep the government funded.
Which is kicking the can down the road.
Again.
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 And it's 1,500 pages.
The CR?
The CR is 1,500 pages.
Of course it is.
Stuck in the CR, a little thing about Congress getting pay raises. Lawmakers have not gotten a cost of living raise since 2009. The new continuing resolution includes a provision I'm going to have to read this slowly because I had to read it five times this morning and you had to explain to me what it means.
Yeah.
Includes a provision that amends language in a previous CR that incorporated a provision from an earlier omnibus blocking any member from getting a cost of living increase. Nothing as simple as members and senators get a pay raise. No, no, no. They had to do this other thing, I'm assuming, so that the public would not realize they're getting a pay raise.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things about this. So first of all, the term omnibus, as far as legislature means, it's legislation. It's when it's numerous small bills are on one broad topic, one big bill that has all these small bills, sometimes also known as a Christmas tree bill, where people put their wishes.
Their wishes.
And they took the language from that omnibus and they put that in an old CR, and then they amended the CR this time. And now they're getting a cost of living increase.
Yes.
Which is a fine way to around the Constitution, because the 27th Amendment says if you vote yourself a raise, that raise doesn't come in until the following. So some of those people would get, here's what I do not know. Is if, according to the 27th Amendment, would a regular raise, not cost of living, have to come in January or in 2 years?
That I do not know.
So that's what I'm wondering. But a cost of living increase is a nice, sneaky little way of...
Well, and again, you know, they haven't had a raise since 2009. That was right after the crash of 2008. They're making $174,000 a year, which I think to a lot of us sounds like a pretty good living. But it is not inexpensive to be in Congress. It's not. You have to have two places to live.
You can.
You can, right. I
mean, a lot of people, they'll live with each other. Congressmen will live with each other. But let's face it, well, I can afford it.
Well, no kidding. I mean, I just look up who's the richest member of Congress. And some of them are doing quite well.
Oh,
for themselves.
Yeah.
$174,000 is like, it's nothing. But again, it's not that I necessarily have such a problem with them getting a cost of living adjustment. It's the sneaky way they do things. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. Because they don't want to take the heat.
Well, no. And also, it's why haven't you voted yourself a cost of living increase? Both parties have been in charge since then. I mean, just do it. And don't throw it in a continuing resolution, which, by the way, continuing resolution looks bad enough it is because you can't pass a budget.
Well, this isn't passed yet. We'll see what happens with this CR. No. And this is only going to take us into March, and then we're going to be right back where we were. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Brittany Merlot will be here. Mm-hmm. We do have snow coming our way. For all the people who have been waiting for it, I know there's lots of folks up north who are probably pretty happy.
For the businesses,
snowplow drivers.
For the businesses, yay.
Yay.
For me,
I know, driving in it. But Brittany will be here with a little weather update. The Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe, will be here to talk all things sports. Bucks with a big win last night. And many, many other topics yet to be determined. I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, as Congress lurches from shutdown showdowns to long-range gridlock, we'll ask Joe Zepecki about Tammy Baldwin's recipe for rising above it.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Gorzynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. They say timing is everything. CBS Los Angeles reporter Nicole Comstock tells us thousands of Amazon warehouse workers plan to walk off the job today at the height of the holiday shopping season.
Teamsters members have authorized a strike at several major Amazon distribution centers. They say the shipping giant is refusing to bargain with them.
And it honestly doesn't really seem like they care about what happens to the associates.
In a written statement, an Amazon spokesperson said in part, for more than a year now, the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers. They don't.
If you booked your holiday getaway flight for today, thinking you'd beat the weekend rush, CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says, think again.
The airlines expect the travel rush to begin, and the FAA says it will also be the busiest day in the air for scheduled flights.